Shalom and welcome to Chazak VeEmatz, Be Strong and Very Courageous. My name is David Oaks and I'm the pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, founder of David Oaks Ministries and Israel Study Tours with David Oaks. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be together studying the Word of God concerning Israel, the end times, and living successful lives in this day and time. One of the things that my wife and I do in our Israel tours, and part of our Israel tours, is we do concerts in Israel in Hebrew. That's the native language of Israel. And so I thought it'd be nice today if we'll just take a little bit of time out and we'll play a composition that I wrote called Chazak VeEmatz, Be Strong and Very Courageous. The words Chazak VeEmatz, be strong and very courageous, and possess the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess. I wrote it out of Joshua, the first chapter. This is on our first CD, which is entitled also Chazak VeEmatz. So sit back for a few minutes and enjoy some Hebrew music. You're listening to Pastor David Oaks from the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Chazak VeEmatz. Listening to Pastor David Oaks from the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Chazak VeEmatz. Listening to Pastor David Oaks from the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Chazak VeEmatz. Glory to God. Chazak VeEmatz, be strong and very courageous. That's a wonderful word for this day and time. Now, we have been speaking on in our past couple of weeks on the subject of the everlasting covenant. God came unto Abraham when Abraham was at Alon Moreh overlooking Shechem, which is modern day Nablus, and said that he had given that land to Abraham and his seed. Then in chapter 17 of Genesis, it says in verse 7, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Well, how much space was that? Well, the Lord tells us, and we just read it in chapter 15. It says, in the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Those were just the people that were occupying the lands from the river of Egypt, the Nile River, all the way to the Mesopotamian Valley, glory to God, the river of Euphrates, where our troops are so bravely standing for the cause of justice and righteousness right now. And but that area, God said, Abraham, that's yours. Now, God spoke to Abraham in or up in Shechem at Alon Moreh, then in Bethel, north of Jerusalem, all the way down into Hebron, the southern part of what the world calls the West Bank, but the Bible calls Judea Samaria. That part down there is called Judea. And then even south of that, in Israel proper today, in modern times, in Beersheba. And so God spoke to Abraham and said, "For this is an everlasting covenant. This is forever. It's your land." See, my dear friends, it doesn't matter what the world thinks about it or what even some ministers think about it. They can pick it and they can say Israel's ugly and Israel's mean. But the fact of the matter is God has given that land to the Jewish people for an everlasting covenant. And we're going to show you more witnesses out of the Word of God to show you that that is the case and that is the truth. The Bible tells us through Genesis, the 12th chapter, he said, if you bless them, I will bless you. And if you curse them, I'll curse you. And so we better be on the side of God and on the side of the Jewish people. Yeah, I think that's a good thing because I want to be blessed. I want to be empowered to prosper. And so God told Jacob the same thing. He told Isaac the same thing. Remember, Jacob was there. He was having the dream and the angels ascending and descending on the ladder. Well, that dream was concerning the land of Israel and how God had given the land to the people of Israel, the seed, the biological seed of Abraham. Now let's look at a couple of other scriptures that will just drive this point on home. First Chronicles. We could play some interlude music while some of you find that scripture. Maybe you haven't been to First Chronicles today. Well, you need to go there every once in a while because there's something important there. Now this is First Chronicles, the 16th chapter. I'll read from the 15th verse. Be ye mindful always of his covenant. Now, how often are we to be mindful? How often are we to remember his covenant? How often are we to bring it up inside of our minds? Always. Be ye mindful of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. 1,000 generations. Well, there are 2 generations specifically spoken of in the Bible. One generation, one length of period is 40 years. Another length is 70 years. Actually, it's a little bit like a few months short of 40 and 70, but we'll round it off to 40 and 70 years. And so 1,000 generations would be 40,000 or 70,000 years. In other words, that more than encompasses the time that humanity has been on the face of the earth. Oh, thank God for Adam being created by God. Now, verse 16, it says, now this is what we're supposed to be mindful of. We're supposed to be mindful of this covenant, which he commanded to 1,000 generations. You're not supposed to forget this. Mr. Politician throughout the world, you're not supposed to forget this. And Mr. UN Ambassador, you're not supposed to forget this. This is what you're supposed to remember. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Now here's the oath of the covenant. Get this. Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. For whose sakes? Well, for the people of Israel's sake, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Now, I'm supposed to remember something, and you're supposed to remember something, my dear friends. And the world's news media is supposed to remember something. And this is what we're supposed to remember. We are supposed to remember and be mindful of this, that God has made a covenant to Israel, an everlasting covenant, that the land belongs to the Jewish people. The land belongs to Abraham and to his seed. It doesn't belong to anyone else. Oh, we can go over there and visit. I'm a Bible-believing person. I'm born again and Spirit-filled. Glory to God. I know that Jesus is my Lord. And then when he comes and that trumpet sounds and that shout occurs, glory to God, I'm going to blast off with him. I know that. There's not a doubt in my mind. I could go visit Israel, but the fact of the matter is that land does not belong to Christians. It belongs to the biological seed of Abraham, the Jewish people. Oh, the Arab peoples can live there. They could live there in peace if they wanted to and enjoy the blessings of the people of Israel. I mean, yes, it's holy to them. They say it's holy. They say it's holy. And the Christians say it's holy. It might be holy to us, but it's only been promised to one group of people, and that's the Jewish people. We need to know what's ours, and we need to know what's other people's. Isn't that right? Isn't it nice when your neighbors know what belongs to you? Are you listening? Well, they might come over there and they might stay in your backyard and they might have a barbecue with you. You might have some hamburgers. You might have some potato chips. You might have some potato salad. Have a little tossed salad and you enjoy each other on the deck in the backyard. But they're just coming and visiting. That doesn't mean they own your backyard. You own that backyard. You're the one who has title deed to it. Well, the Arab peoples can live there in peace with Israel, but God has given them, the Jewish people, that land, that's Judea, Samaria, Gaza, all of Israel proper, and in the future, all the way from the river of Egypt, all the way to the river Euphrates, the Mesopotamian Valley, which is modern-day Iraq, ancient Babylon. And so God wants us all to be very mindful of this, and don't forget it. The problem is people have forgotten it in the UN. They need to remember it. Preachers are up in pulpits preaching that Israel, there ought to be a two-state solution, a new Palestinian state and then a Jewish state, side by side, living in peace. It'll never happen. You want to know why it'll never happen? Because God has given it to the Jewish people and he hasn't given it to any other. Oh, yes, the Arab peoples, they have all of their other nations. I said last week, the Arab land territory of the Arab League along, we're not talking about the Islamic nations, we're talking about the Arab nations. Their land mass is 640 times larger than the present state of Israel, including Judea and Samaria, or the West Bank and Gaza, as the world knows it by. I tell you what, 640 times, it seems like to me that ought to be enough room. Especially when God has said, be mindful of this, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance. Now in Hebrew, you have to understand the word lot. If there's a contractor listening this morning, and I hope there is, either that or you should be in church. A contractor, when he goes out and begins to prepare a site for building, many times I've seen him take little wooden stakes, like a little 2x2 or a 1x2 with a pointed end, and they drive it down and then they cordon off that area, maybe with a rope or something. That cordoned off area shows either the possession of or the lot size, or maybe they'll cordon off and show the footprint of the building that they're getting ready to build. Well, that area that's cordoned off in Hebrew is known as a lot. And so God Almighty is saying, this is the lot of your inheritance, Israel. I'm cordoning off an area, a piece of land, and this is yours. It's yours by divine decree. It's yours by divine oath. It is yours. But we can go even further than that. We haven't spent any time on this, so I'll just mention it. I mean, there was even blood shed for it. God is a God that covenants with blood. And there was even blood that was shed for that land. The blood of the covenant, the sign of the covenant, was circumcision. And so there was blood shed. We need to know this. And then God had Abraham lay out the fowl and the beast, and he cut them, and Abraham walked through the midst, and blood was shed for a covenant that land belonged unto the Jewish people. Now, maybe you say, well, I'm not convinced yet. Even though we've looked at 10, 15 scriptures in the last 3 weeks. Maybe you need some more proof. Let's go over to Psalm, if you would, please. Psalm 105, the psalmist David. Glory to God. And it says again, verse 8 of Psalm 105, he hath remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Now, the land of Canaan was all that area. Remember, Abraham came into Alon Moreh in Genesis, the 12th chapter. He came into Alon Moreh, and it said that the Canaanite was then in the land. So Alon Moreh was in the land of Canaan, and God said, I have given this land to you. I've given this to your seed. And that's an everlasting covenant. It's forever. I like to have people say this. It's forever. How long's forever? Forever. It's a question that can be answered with the question, how long is forever? It's forever. And that's something we need to know. Everybody say forever. Forever. Well, let's look at some other scriptures. Turn with me, if you would, please, over to Romans, the third chapter. Romans, the third chapter. I'll read it out of two translations. I'll read it first out of the Authorized Version, or the King James Bible. Romans 3, going to give you a little time. Here we go. Romans 3 says this. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Let me read it to you out of the Living Bible. It's not one of my favorite translations, but a lot of people use it. But this script passage of Scripture is really, really good. Nice translation. Then what's the use of being a Jew? Are there any special benefits for them from God? Is there any value in the Jewish circumcision ceremony? Well, you ask most Christians, this is me sliding my editorial comment in here. You ask most Christians that, or many Christians, we'll say most, many Christians that, and they say, well, there's not any value in being Jewish. There's not any value in the circumcision ceremony. But notice what the Bible says. Yes. Yes, being a Jew has many advantages. First of all, God trusted them with His laws so that they could know and do His will. True, some of them were unfaithful, but just because they broke their promise to God, does that mean God will break His promise? Of course not. Though everyone else in the world is a liar, God is not. Now, I want you to get to what God's telling us here. God's, you know, some believers believe that because the Jewish people didn't receive Jesus as Messiah, that God is through with them. Everything that came their way, they deserved. I mean, you hear people go on, and you hear Christians make ugly, terrible jokes about the Jewish people. Well, they need to get their minds cleared out. They got flaky minds, just flaky, flakiness going on in their minds because God said, though some of them didn't believe, does that make God break His promises? Of course not. God has promised the land by divine decree to the people of Israel. It doesn't matter what's going on in this earth today. You know, it's a sad thing when terrorists blow up people. I've been to Israel over 25 times. I know many people in the government. I've been on the floor of the Israeli Knesset. I've prayed on the floor, been invited by parliament members. I walk with them. I talk with them. Mayors of cities have me speak to Jewish groups from the United States, people who don't know what the Bible says. You know, they're there for Zionist causes where they believe that the Jewish people should have a homeland with secure borders. But they really, it's not based on the word. They just want to be safe. Well, that's a good thing to be safe. But even better than being safe is they have the word of God and they don't even know it, that God said that land is yours. And God began to bring them back. And right before the turn of the into the 20th century from the 19th century, God began to bring them back. God began to bring them back. And we're going to look at the scriptures that show why God did it and what it means because He did it. But that's in the weeks to come. And so God bringing them back as a sign. Remember, we said this in our previous two times together. We said in 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, that as David was being set up in Ziklag to be king, that people from tribes of Israel began to come to David and to bring David to that place where God would anoint him and David would take over as king of Israel. And it said concerning the sons of Issachar, it said they were men who understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. In other words, we should understand the times. And one aspect of understanding the times is looking on what God has done in the nation of Israel, bringing the Jewish people from the nations of the earth back into the land that God had promised them. And it's just absolutely amazing that you have a place that in 1948 became a state. 55 years almost they have been a state. And for that 55 years, it is absolutely phenomenal. It's a miracle of God to see what they have raised up out of the dry, barren places. Now, you look at the deserts of Iraq that have been photographed and put up on the television for our consumption by the news media. Well, Israel was not much different than that just 100 years ago. And as they came towards statehood in 1948, God prospered them, and then the wilderness began to be fruitful again. And we'll look at scriptures that show that that's a prophetic sign, and we should know the times that we live in by these signs. Now, notice that again. I'm going to read it to you out of the Living Bible again, because maybe some of you don't know that scripture. Then what's the use of being a Jew? Are there any special benefits for them from God? Is there any value in the Jewish circumcision ceremony? Yes, being a Jew has many advantages. First of all, God trusted them with His laws so that they could know and do His will. True, some of them were unfaithful, but just because they broke their promise to God, does that mean God will break His promise? Of course not. Though everyone else in the world is a liar, God is not. Well, you know, we can go on in Romans, because God says so much about the Jewish people in the book of Romans that He has written to us. And He goes and He talks about the Jewish people. And He gets into chapter 10 after speaking concerning the Jewish people. And He says in verse 29, "For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance." God has called forth the Jewish people in this earth, and God is not going to repent for calling them. In other words, they are going to fulfill the call of God that God has placed on their life. What is that call? Well, we can look over in Isaiah, the second chapter, and we can find out a portion of that call. I'll just turn over there. Isaiah, the second chapter, says this, "And many people shall go and say," in verse 3, "Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." For out of Zion shall go forth the law. In Hebrew, I just love it in Hebrew. Listen to this. Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's something about it. That's the way God said it unto Isaiah. Ki mitzion tetze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. God's call for the Jewish people was that the word of God would flow forth from Jerusalem, and they will fulfill that call. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be removed at the time of the rapture of the church, but for the millennial reign of Christ on this earth, as the Jewish people recognize Him as the Messiah and the sent one from God, as Mashiach ben David, the Messiah from the son of David, the King David, because he comes from that royal line, something is going to happen. The word of God is going to begin to proceed forth from Jerusalem, just as God had called them forth to do. And the oracles of God are going to be spoken forth again in this earth from Jerusalem. They will fulfill what God has called for them to fulfill. Hallelujah. That's good news, isn't it? I said, that's good news. Now, let's look at a couple of other scriptures that I think you need to see. We'll close with this week, and then start with probably with the same scriptures next week. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, if you would please. Deuteronomy. Remember the everlasting covenant. It's everlasting. It's forever. Concerning the land of Israel. Chapter 32. Moses prophesying by the Spirit of God. It says in verse 8, hope you're turning in your Bible, Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, "When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when He separated the sons of Adam, He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel, for the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob," that's Israel, "is the lot of His inheritance." Now, I want you to get this picture. Get it now. God, we'll just imagine God sitting down with the Son and the Holy Ghost, and they're at a table, a design table, a drafting table, and they're beginning to lay out the areas for the countries and the nations of the world. And the first one that he set down and they drew out was the territorial possessions of the children of Israel. Notice that. He set the bounds of the people according to the number of children of Israel. So he gave them their portion. He gave them the inheritance. And then he laid out all of the properties and all of the lands for the rest of the people in all the world. That'll give you some insight into God. Israel has a specific place in the heart of God that no other holds. They are the apple of his eye. And God has called them forth, and God has placed them, and he gave them their land first. And then all of the other nations were given their land. Why is this great dispute happening over the land of Israel, the land of Canaan? Why is it happening? It just gets down to the same thing that has always gotten down to. There is the devil. His name was Lucifer in the Bible, and he was the devil. He's known as the dragon. He's known as the deceiver. He's known as the adversary. And just like he said that he would raise up and he would raise his throne above God's throne. In other words, his pride wanted to make him higher than God. But there was great conflict in the heavenlies, and God defeated this one that we have been naming by all of those names. And Satan was cast down. Well, Satan has set out to make God's word a lie from then on. The devil's thing is to blind the minds of people. Because if people do not believe God's word, then that means they are believing a word that is not God. James said this, there's only two kinds of wisdom. There's godly wisdom and there's devilish wisdom. There's wisdom from above and there's wisdom from beneath. And so if we don't believe what God says, then we're believing that devilish, worldly, base knowledge, wisdom. In other words, we are causing Satan's knowledge to be ascended above God's knowledge, and Satan is getting his way. So we have in the Middle East right now this great dispute over land. God has said it belongs to the Jewish people. The nations of the earth are saying, many of them, it doesn't. It belongs under this little group of Palestinian people. It's just the knowledge of darkness trying to raise itself up and raise its throne above God again. But I will tell you by the word of the living God, for God does not lie. Always remember that. The Bible said, we read it out of Romans the 3rd chapter, God cannot lie. And God says it belongs to the children of Israel. We're going to look at scriptures in the future that said that God's bringing them back into that land. And so we're going to stop right here. And we are exalting God's wisdom above that of the world's wisdom. And God's wisdom says that the land belongs to Israel for an everlasting covenant forever. This is Pastor David Oakes from the Light Church Fellowship. We are located at 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Get on 75 and you'll find us. We look for people and we want people who have a love for Israel in their heart. A group of people that love Israel. We love Israel. But we love people too. And we want to see people come to Jesus. We want to see people filled up with the Holy Ghost and living successful lives. Now, let me tell you this. Again, the Light Church Fellowship, that's LIGHT, God is light. We are the church. And 1 John 1 tells us, and together we have fellowship. The Light Church Fellowship, 1244 Southeast Washington Boulevard.